Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, here with Keith Anderson, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys and Girls Track and Field teams. And don't touch your dial. Tyler Crabb is on assignment, so filling in this week for Tyler. And Keith, good to talk to you again. I know I see you every so often in all the meets that we cross over with in the conference. And boy, oh boy, a fun night in Monroe on Thursday. First of all, how exciting is it to have so many Eagles heading up to state?
It was amazing. Like you said, a nice short trip up to Monroe for state qualifying. We had a great showing on both the boys and the girls side. Not that I wasn't confident that we would, but the boys really came through and performed very well, and were able to have some exciting finishes throughout the night.
And let's start with the boys. I know the girls get a lot of the notoriety, and we'll talk quite about them here. But the boys, you were just telling me before we open up the microphone, better than expected. And some guys who have really tried to work and improve throughout the season. And you have yourself a handful of guys who have that opportunity to compete among the best in the state, and they earned that at Monroe.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year was a little bit of a down year. We had our stud with Trevor Veenstra and Sawyer Minders in our distance, but just didn't quite have the sprints that that could get us there with some relays. But this year, those guys really kind of came together, a core solid guy of four guys with Adam Kakmarinski, the newcomer to the team. And then Brecken Ritzert, Landon Nunnikoven, and Caleb Volk. Those guys are working together in our 4x1 and 4x2. And then three of those four, you'll see them in the distance medley with Sawyer Minders on the anchor there. We were able to get some field events with Landon Fransman in the high jump and then Brecken Ritzert in the long jump. So really, really happy with how they were able to perform, and excited for them to get to go run up on the Blue Oval at Drake Stadium and see how they compete against 2A.
Well, and outside of Landon in the high jump, everybody underclassmen. So I imagine this state meet, while I'm sure, no doubt, you want to try and get some medals and some points, feels like for the boys program, a real builder for the future.
Absolutely. Like I said, last year didn't go quite as planned. And this year, we knew we were probably a year away from really solidly competing. So this year might just kind of be our taste of getting as many guys up there as we can. But next year, yeah, they're all going to be returning except Landon, like you mentioned. So I think next year might be where we're able to maybe do some damage and score some more points.
And on the flip side, it should come as no surprise that the Eagles girls are looking to get one step higher on the rung after a runner-up finish last year. This entire season, they've broken more school records, a Drake Relays title, and now here they are sitting on the cusp of a potential state championship run. I imagine you couldn't be more excited for that girls group who's really put in the work to try and improve, knowing that Class 2A has also gotten better around them.
Yeah, absolutely. These girls are just so fun to coach, and as you mentioned, just underclassmen. So they're all going to be returning. But this year, we kind of knew what we had coming back. Obviously, our core of Bailey Voss, Meredith Van Wyk, and then you got Lexi Terpstra in there, Maya Agri, Rachel Kakmarinski. Those girls are just solid. We're able to kind of move them around in some different spots and relays, try them in some opens that they performed really well in. But they did exactly what I expected them to do at Monroe, and we know what we're going in with next week at state, and we'll see how we match up against the other 2A schools.
Here with Keith Anderson, head coach of the Eagles track and field programs, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. And this year was after last year, of course, winning all the individual titles and having that great run up at state. This year, you were pretty intentional in trying to compete for the team title, knowing that Van Meter has a strong field. Mid Prairie, a lot of those teams out there are probably going to push that score, that final score in that 60 plus range. You scored 60 points last year, couldn't win. Let our listeners know how you've tried to adjust the lineup a little bit. And obviously, Lexi emerging has helped to try and get yourself into that 70 point range and have a real shot to win.
Yeah, you said it's a numbers game where you're trying to maximize the points that you're able to score, and that might mean maybe breaking down a relay and trying to double up with points in an open. And I think we've got a great blueprint for what we're trying to do, and I think we're able to kind of spread those girls around and still maximize what we can do in relays, and then also see what we can do in those opens with Bailey Voss now being a open 200 runner. She's been kind of our 400 runner for the last couple of years, but she's running 200s that are amazing right up there with Meredith and Wyke. Lexi Terpstra this year has come on very strong. She was able to qualify in the Open 100 along with Rachel. So we're going to see what we can get there. And then another one, Maisie Minders. She was able to get in with the 400 time and the Open 4. We'll see if she can maybe squeeze into some points there. But I'm really excited and happy with how these girls are running right now. They're healthy. They're hungry. Last year was a taste of the individual and the relays, but we're definitely got our eyes set on the team title this year.
And it does feel like Van Meter, Mid Prairie, probably those primary challengers. Anyone else you're keeping an eye on?
Another school that we've definitely been looking at is Spirit Lake. They've got some hurdlers. They've got some field events. We've noticed them on the page with some of our sprinters. So I think they're going to score some points. So it's just who's going to be able to maximize and get the most. And hopefully some of those other schools can maybe steal some points from each other. But we know what we've got. We know what we can do. And I think we're going to go out and execute like we're supposed to.
Well, and I think that just gets to the overall goals. Obviously, you've got two different teams up there that probably have a different focus this coming week. And overall, that's sharing the same, right? Continued improvement and all the above. Just how excited are you for the Eagles program that you know, when I talked to you for years, you were trying to build for this moment and build to this point, and now here you are on the cusp of a tournament team or championship contending team, and B, one that could be in a couple of years, and I'm sure you've got to be thrilled.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been around. This is my 14th year coaching track here at Pella Christian. There's been some lean years. There have been some years where maybe an event or two was all we were able to get to state. So I definitely don't take this for granted at all. And it's so exciting when you can get a relay in on the boys' side and now a couple of relays. It's just fun to have guys around each other. And on the girls' side, those girls just feed off of each other. They're so encouraging. So we're going to take a couple of buses up there over the week, and I think we're going to just have some fun, go out and execute, and I think things are going to fall where they may, and we're going to be happy with the results.
Well, and it should be a perfect forecast of the Blue Oval. It should be a whole lot of fun for the Eagles as well. Again, our coverage will be on 92.1 KRLS during the morning session Thursday and Friday. Tyler and I will have that for you, as well as on Championship Saturday. That's Keith Anderson, head coach of the Pella Christian Eagles. Coach, appreciate your time. Good to reconnect with you in formal fashion, and I look forward to seeing you, your girls, and guys up next week at the Drake Stadium.
Yeah, appreciate it, Andrew. Looking forward to an exciting time up there, and go Eagles.